Hey everyone, welcome to the 15th ever offline TV podcast, quarantine edition. You know, everyone around the world working from home is using conferencing software, and you know, we're gonna do it as well, so I can be included for once, as I am not living.
We missed
you. Yeah. You can really tell you're. Yeah.
Yeah. It's lonely here, but thanks to the power of the internet, we are all connected. Like, what would we do if it wasn't for gaming? Like, imagine if we didn't play games and we're quarantined. Like, what do you even spend your
time on? I was thinking about that today. What do people don't game do right now?
Dude, yesterday night the internet went black. Like, AT&T Spectrum went down, and like literally everyone in the house flocked to the
living room.
Wait, I didn't.
Because you were asleep.
Yeah. I know. No, I'm sad.
Yeah.
Actually, right before I drifted off into sleep, I heard Fed yelling, "Did the internet go down for you, Gerald?"
Yeah, fuck.
Good timing.
Yeah.
So what'd you guys do?
Well, we ate, you know, talked to each other for a little bit, and then went to sleep. I went to go read. I think reading is the only thing that like I could do without internet, but I don't know, man.
I'm so thankful I live with you guys. Like, if I lived alone, I'd actually kaboom.
I would
have to go quarantine with someone else. I could not stay alone in a house.
I don't think it's possible for anyone to be alone for like this extended period of time.
Yeah, so I really feel for anyone that might be in that situation
like,
right now.
I started like pacing, and like Scar like called me on. I was like, Fed, chill, like relax, like it's okay, just be in the moment, dude. Like, stop like thinking about shit. And I was like, oh, you're right.
Yeah, at the beginning of the quarantine, it was kind of easy, right? Because, you know, we stay indoors and we joke about it. It's like, huh, what's the difference? Am I right? And then 1 month later, it's like, holy fuck. This is terrible. I want to go out.
This is the difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Having that option to go out once every 2 weeks is like, it was more important than I thought.
Yep. I miss it.
All right, let's get to our first topic. Obviously, we have to talk about this one because it's taking over the streaming world. Mm-hmm. And it's, of course, Valorant, Riot's new FPS game, hitting over, 1.4 million on Twitch? Yeah, as a whole, our own Pokimane, over 100,000 viewers. On Twitch as well, we have people breaking. Everyone's breaking.
That was nutty. Everyone's records are being broken.
And it's pretty crazy. So, what do you guys think about Valorant? You know, as a game. You know,
I want you guys to go so I can give a polarizing opinion.
He's gonna give the hot take. Okay, yeah. I think it's super addicting. I think it's really fun. It has spiced up the CSGO genre. I mean, let's be real. It's basically CSGO with abilities. And I like that I feel like every time Riot comes out with a game now, they try to give you multiple ways to play it. Like, they know there's different types of gamers, and they want to appeal to the different types of gamers, whether you prefer a supportive role, an aggressive one, a tactical one. I really like the set of characters that they have, so I'm having a good time. But also, like, I am not a shooting pro. Literally, Fortnite was the first like shooting genre game I've ever played, and that's not even an FPS. I think it's like third person. So I can't speak to, you know, the more specific aspect to whether it's a good shooting game. Anyone else?
Scar, you want to go ahead?
Fed wants to go last.
Oh, I know what Fed's going
to
say.
Wants to come
I know, too.
Kill.
I know.
Wait. You want to take this?
I'll just say it's one of those games that's more fun to watch, and if you suck at it, it feels really bad. Like, it feels
can be very
really bad
because there's like good. You have like 20 plus chances to die, basically.
Yeah,
like in Overwatch, you have characters like Winston and Junkrat where you don't have to aim; you can get killed. In this game, it's like you can get killed so fast. Like, the time to kill someone is 0.5 seconds. If you can't react within 0.5 seconds, then you die. It's gonna keep happening over and over again. Right now, I think the funnest thing about it is that everyone's playing and there's always friends to play. Like,
yeah.
you get on and just always friends.
When Apex was like that as well. Yeah. These are the best of times.
I think Riot just does what they do all the time. They take a pre-existing thing, you know, a genre, and then they just polish it up, you know, add their own spin on it, and then fucking release it, and it's good. You know, this is like a really polished game. It's gonna be huge. Like, honestly, even without the drops, 100% this one's gonna be huge. So I suck at the game, and I think that
I'm not that bad.
Okay.
Oh, I saw.
Can we roll the clip, Mr. Editor? Roll that clip.
Roll the clip.
They're mid.
This, I got clip champ on this one. I don't know where the clip is coming from, but I got fucking clip champed, okay? Afterwards, I was looking at the minimap, and it looks literally like my reaction speed is like a potato. Like, an
For our audio listener, the clip is Skara aiming, down a hallway, and a bad guy just walks past, and then literally it takes 1 second for Skara to process it, and then he presses fire button and just shoots the air. So it looks like as if his reaction is 1 second late. It's like, okay, I saw a guy. And then he shoots. Apparently, okay. Scar says he was watching the
video. I was looking at the mini map. Okay.
It doesn't matter, man.
I do that all the time. I keep thinking, like, looking at the mini map is as important as it is in League. And League I keep looking, but I'm just wasting time and, like, I'm not properly holding an angle.
Yeah. Dude, it happens so many times where I'm like, yeah, I look at the map, I get distracted. I'm like, oh, dude, why did I look at the map? But
what's your hot take?
Let's hear it. Mine is more indifferent. Okay, here. I think the game is super fun right now. I think it's so cool that like, hey, stop.
I'm sorry. What? I've heard this take already.
Yeah. Okay. Damn. I think it's super cool that everyone's playing it. Everyone's cool. I think it's a fun game. But I think it lacks a lot of features that I think. Me personally, I like to see in shooters, and that's like, I like the ability to like be very mobile. So when I play the game, I play characters like, what's her name? Set the wind bitch. What'd she do? Jet.
I always call her Set. Too.
Yeah. It must be a
league
thing.
Why did you do this to me? Right
fuck
game?
So I play her a lot because, I think it helps, but I really don't like the movement, it's very like, fuck, I don't even know how to explain.
You can't run and gun.
Yeah, no, and like you have to be play super patient, and like I want to just like run at them, and I know that you just can't play that way. So that's why it doesn't collide well with my play style. Also, I'm not a big fan of like, I was never a big fan of like the CS:GO spray pattern. So if you guys don't know, like when you shoot a gun and you spray, there's a certain pattern it'll always do. It'll always do a certain pattern, but if you spray after like the six bullets, after seven, it doesn't random. It's
he doesn't know.
It's completely random.
Wait. She says seven because the AK spray pattern is always a reverse seven.
Oh really?
Yeah, in CS:GO. That's how, yeah.
He doesn't know that.
Oh no,
he doesn't know.
Yeah. But anyways, So I'm not like I want to just like I'm not a big fan of tapping. Okay, and it's something like I have to adjust to, I guess, but I'm not a big fan of it. And then competitively, I think the game's gonna do actually way better than it's doing now competitively. So like, I think we'll see some fucking crazy majors or whatever the hell they plan to do with it. But I think watching it is not as fun. Like if I can't watch a streamer for more than like 10 minutes personally. So
I see Fed's point. Like I'm also of the opinion is like if it was more like Modern Warfare or Apex or Fortnite or Overwatch, it would be way more popular than the CS:GO version. Like it's good. It's a polished game and it's a shooter that's new. Mm-hmm. But I'm of the opinion is like if they did it with the other kind of shooter instead of the CS:GO patience shooter, there would be more viewers and more players and more.
I do wish you could run and gun.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. It's like they made a really good product of a more niche genre.
Yeah.
Genre.
Yeah. No, I think so too. But other than that, I think the game is super well made. It's just like, I just don't think it aligns with a lot of like, play styles that we're used to.
So, you know, I heard this theory before, right? People don't like this. It's because CSGO is a really old game. Like when you grew up like 20, yeah. 25 years ago, you used to play CSGO.
Oh,
but if you grew up in like Fed's era, you know, it's the Zoomer era. We're on Zoom, by the way.
So
in the Zoomer era, you grew up during Call of Duty and you grew up during like fucking like these run and gun fucking games, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that that makes a lot of difference. I think a lot of the CSGO thing like, captures a lot of magic from old games that may not be very popular with, you know, really young people like Fed.
It's a lot to get used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like a lot of things you just have to know. Like you move and you shoot and your gun like going everywhere. And it's like, yeah. Well, why didn't you slow down and stand still and crouch down and wait 0.2 seconds before you shoot and learn the spray button? It's like, it's a lot of things, a lot of elitism in my opinion.
There's so many things you have to like retain or like remember to do, and it's holy fuck.
I feel like it's hard to replace your skill in the game with something else. Like regardless, what it all breaks down to, how good are you at shooting? And like that's cool.
I actually disagree with you.
Really?
Yeah. And I think it was intentionally made that way, or at least that's how a dev explained it to me. For starters, like so many of the agents have like scouting abilities, they have grenades, they have smokes, they have things that are meant to almost like make up for the gap in shooting. And also, I was told again by a dev that the reason they wanted to make shooting so deadly was because like if you were able to like position properly as a player or sneak up on someone, even if you're not better at shooting than them, you can just like one tap them.
I guess that's true, huh?
I do think it's still like very important, and you can't really be good at this game without having a good shooting fundamental.
Yeah. This is the only game I've not changed my DPI in 15 years until this game.
Same.
And I changed my DPI for this game. I changed my sense for this game, and I'm literally at midnight, fucking in the shooting range and like fucking trying to do flicks with like. The different guns, and I'm just like, why am I trying so fucking hard to play this game, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the streaming ecosystem with Valorant, because that's
all right, let's do it.
Okay, I'm last.
Extremely talked about, especially amongst the streamers. So how it works, in order to kind of give, you know, Riot a boost on Twitch, they have the system where to get into the beta, you have to get it through watching streams. And obviously this boosts the number of every streamer who have drops enabled. Now, Riot first did this with Legends of Runeterra, but the difference there, I mean, okay, I took advantage of the drop system, but I abused that shit. I was running
VODs. Did you
VODs.
Replay VODs? Oh, yeah.
I replay VODs. And I will come up with titles that are technically true, but made it look like you know, the place to get it was my channel, even though it was the same. So for Legend of Runeterra, if you stream Legends of Runeterra and you can, your viewers get a chance to get drops. Doesn't matter who you are. One viewer, 10 viewer, 10,000 viewer, 100,000
viewers. Also, just to add, for anyone that may not really understand, a drop is basically access to the closed beta game. Closed beta means like only certain people can access the game. And in order to get that access, you have to get a drop via watching someone on Twitch.
Yeah, so you just have to watch someone, and eventually, if you're lucky, it'll drop. And people came up with all these theories, like, okay, what if I watch 1,000 streams at the same time? What if I watch a streamer with only one viewer, because I'm the only viewer, I'll get the drop. It's like, the way the system works is basically Twitch takes everyone who's watching the stream, and everyone has like an equal chance. You just need one stream open. Stop killing your PC and your internet with 1,000 streams open. But people still have these beliefs, which is why, like right now, every single Valorant streamer with drops in Evo is getting like double, triple, 10 times that you're using.
Yeah,
Google
even viewership. More.
Even more.
Like 10 or 20 times. It's crazy.
Holy fucking shit, dude. That's crazy.
The difference with Valorant, though, is that Riot has a list of streamers that had drops enabled. A very exclusive short list. And if you're not on this list, you don't have drops enabled. And if you don't have drops enabled, no one's gonna watch you because you'll be at like page 7 of the Twitch directory for Valorant. Now, I don't have a horse in this race because, you know, I'm on Facebook. We don't have drops for Valorant. But as an outsider looking at this, I'm like, wow, this is next level. It's like favoritism. Like, I don't know, man. It really messes up the streaming ecosystem with that.
Go ahead, Fed.
No, I was gonna say, I almost think like it's unintentional. Sorry, I'm picking up. It's almost unintentional on their part. What do you think, Skara?
Keep going. I want to be the last horse in the race. Like, you talked last time, yeah. I got the hot take this time. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, it hasn't really affected me. Everyone's streaming Valorant, so I'm like, all right, I'm gonna take over Just Chatting Bitches. But like, I can see why, like, someone like, I don't know, Scar or Lily, who have been very integrated into the Riot ecosystem for how many years? Like, their whole fucking careers. And it just looks kind of bad in my eyes. But, I mean, it doesn't really affect me. So I don't really have, I like Toast, a horse in the race.
The viewership boost is absolutely insane. And it took me a couple days to really realize how there are so many streamers that don't have it. And also consider, if I was in their shoes, how much I would hate the current Twitch meta. There's always Twitch metas. Sometimes it's a certain game, sometimes it's a certain streaming style, sometimes it's just chatting. But I would probably just like take a break. Honestly, if I didn't have a drop right now, I would just say F it. Because everybody's already mostly watching Valorant streams. Because of how inherently unfair the situation kind of is, I've tried to make it a point to host people that don't have drops enabled, because people that do are getting free viewers either way, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, gotta share some of the love.
I would imagine your viewer would be not happy if you hosted someone without drops enabled.
Dude, so many of them aren't even there. So in a sense, I'm giving free viewership to someone
free
else.
Free bots.
Five head, yeah.
It's if you're someone with drops enabled, you know, it's great for you, and I would take advantage of that shit. Like, if I had Valorant drops enabled, I would be running. I would be one of those people. Ooh, running replays.
Yeah, people. Okay, I've seen a lot of people be very mad at people for running replays for certain titles. I saw a lot of people use a title that's like highest percent drops here or something, and I used it for half a stream and people were pissed. And even though, like, on stream I was like, oh, like, this is a joke, so many people are using this as a joke title, right? But yeah,
I think right now the meta is, A, you have to have drops enabled, and if you're one of those, what you have to do is come up with the title that makes it seem like your stream is the best place to get drops while not outright lying, like clickbaiting. But then you have guys like Dr. Disrespect, who doesn't have drops enabled, who just says drops.
Oh, he doesn't have it enabled?
Yeah,
no. That's the big...
His title just says drops for no reason?
Yeah.
Drops maximize.
Yep. I'm a dummy viewer. I didn't even realize. I watched his stream today and I was like, oh, I did. Like, I knew he didn't have it enabled before, but I thought he had gotten it because title.
No, like, a lot of people complained about it, and like, he stopped playing the game for like a couple of days, and now he's back on it. And he recently sort of like was gonna do apology, but then he like ended the apology with like, I don't give a fuck. I'm just like,
That was his fucking Twitter apology. It was
he can get away with it because he can just chalk it up to his persona, mm-hmm. and Twitch is not gonna take action against one of their biggest moneymaker.
I don't think Twitch would take action against anyone for like clickbaiting title like that.
I think like saying highest percentage drops or stuff like that is fine, but like saying drops when you don't have drops, like it starts crossing the line, in my opinion, because like you can't tell on mobile whether or not a stream has drops enabled, I believe. Mm-hmm. Only on PC.
Oh yeah, you can't.
I agree, it's misleading, and as a viewer I would be bothered because I actually just fell for it this morning. Not that I was like waiting for drops, but I just like checked a stream. Assuming and I was like, he got it enabled. But yeah, I still don't think Twitch would take action against something like that. Mm-hmm. But as a viewer, I'd be like, oh, that's annoying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I'm surprised like he didn't get drops because I'm sure Riot offered, right?
He wanted to stream it, the playtest. And because they said no, he didn't go. He got offered. That's apparently the story. I'm not sure how.
I thought he forgot or something.
No. They wouldn't forget him. He got the invite. Okay.
No. I thought like he forgot to show up on the day of or something.
Yeah. No, I was told that he wanted to stream it, like the actual playtesting, and they said mm-hmm. no, which completely reasonable. You know?
Because we had a day to stream it later on anyways.
Yeah. Hmm. All right.
Dude, he must regret his decision so bad now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Scar, what's your take? You want it to be last, right?
Yeah, go for it, dude.
Okay, so let me put it this way. I don't have drops enabled. But put that out right there. It fucking sucks streaming Valorant. Like, I lose so many viewers. There's no way I can compete with anyone who streams Valorant. And the funniest thing about the situation is I know what this situation is like exactly, because what this situation does is it creates like fucking kings of sections that are unbeatable, giants that are unbeatable for months. So I know what this is like because me and Toast, what long ago used to rule the TFT section. Me, Toast, Dog, Hafu, and I think there's one more, like Rakan.
Was there ever drops for TFT?
There was
no, but it was advanced access.
Yeah, but we got advanced access whitelist through PBE, as well as because it's a little bit different, okay? But let me explain why it's like somewhat similar. So we got advanced access to playtest the game. On top of that, I was able to make content off the advanced access. Mm-hmm. And that literally propelled me to be the streamer that I am right now. Like, yeah. I got huge off that, enormous. And we were untouchable because when you're, let's not talk about drops from now. When you're a new player to a game, you don't know who's good or not at all. When you're watching a person like, and they're going like 090 every game, you're like, okay, maybe this guy's not that good. But like, for the most part, you have no idea. So you just watch the highest viewed streams, and that's all you do. And you don't know who's good until rank comes out. And since like for us, like rank came out like so late, we were untouchable for like 2 months straight. Only into set two, which I think is 4 months in, were people even able to break 1,000 viewers that weren't like the five, like more than 2,000.
That's insane.
Keen was the first breakout person because he won the Riot Invitational. If it wasn't for that, he wouldn't have broken out like as like a 3K, 2K streamer. And even today, the biggest streamer right now, I think, is Corrupt, can average 4K if none of the giants are streaming.
I wonder if that was very intentional on their part in the sense that we are giving access to people that we want to be big in our game.
Sorry, keep going. You go first. I have a lot to fucking say.
I think maybe it's Riot's theory that by treating these content creators real nice, they have more loyalty. It's like, it's harder to just leave when your stream has 100K viewers, right? Like if your stream has your normal amount of viewers, like, oh, I'll play some Modern Warfare, I'll play some Apex, I'll play some Valorant, just switch it up. But with this system, it's like, wow, I get 100K on Valorant.
There's no reason to play anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, as we've seen like plenty of time in the strategy space, it's like the streamer will always go where the viewers are, right? Like Dog, for example, he switched from Hearthstone to TFT for like 8 months, and then Hearthstone Battlegrounds was more appealing to him, and then he just switched back. And then like Riot had to like, hey, you want to come play in our tournaments? You know, you want this advanced access? And you know, Dog said, yeah, but like he did it, and then he went back to Hearthstone. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really good temporarily to just convince these big names to play your game by treating them so well and giving them so much advanced exclusive stuff. But eventually, like, streamers will always go where
the views go.
Want to go.
Okay, so this is my thing. I don't care that they have choices. Oh, I do care that they have choices of who to pick. I understand why they would do it. I think it's fucking smart. Like, first of all, say, Riot fucking genius with this. Creates so much really fucking good marketing, okay? Yeah. But why are people who are not big given drops? That's my biggest thing.
Agreed, so like, actually, wait, sort of.
Fucking face of Twitch TV. I get it, you know, fucking she has drops, whatever.
It does cheese me that someone like Skara, someone like Lily doesn't have drops. And then you have social media interns from like 100 Thieves that have drops.
Like, I'm really curious why like certain people, certain like reporters or interns with like 0 to 5 viewers average. And then afterwards get like 250 viewers.
It's someone almost like a sort of undeserved favoritism, yeah, which like I hate to say because like it's part of life in a sense, but like I would just rather a world where those people, you know what, do give them access, but also give it like, to like your hardcore loyal streamers from previous games who would like, be interested.
I just wanted to be reasonable. Like, look, if you're giving the top fucking streamers, like you want to give it to, you just open up the fucking list. I want the top 100 people and I'm going to give them all drops. Why is number 9 million, the person averages 2 viewers getting drops? Why is, like, what was the point? What was the reasoning behind that? So, like, if they're a reporter for a game, like, should they get access to the drops over people who are bigger, who could market their game better?
From what I understand, these people, like organizations got keys. Like, I think it was 15 keys or 25 keys every org. And those a lot of pro players have drops, like so much of them with very little viewership. But I think it's because they're pro players or they got it through an org, they're allowed to use. I don't know. I agree. It's weird. Like,
I wonder if everybody that was that play tested the first day or the first weekend, if they all had drops enabled.
They all had drops.
I think that, yeah.
In that case, like, I kind of get it. I think maybe they wanted a variety of people for that first play test, not just streamers, not just professionals, not just interns, not just journalists. But then with that variety, they had an odd variety of people with drops.
So like,
if that's how it happened, I kind of get it a bit more.
Like, I was never going to stream this game full time. This was always going to be like, hey, let me end my stream on this. Let me play a couple hours with my friends. But like, I'm not incentivized at all to stream. I lose like 60-70% of my viewership touching the game for a couple hours. So I'm just like, oh fuck!
No!
And so I don't bother. I play off stream, but like I usually don't stream too much of it. But like, yeah, I'm a little cheesed because I feel like certain, like, if we're gonna go, this is a popularity game, a numbers game. Like, I get it, dude. I was favored when TFT came out for reasonable reasons, probably. But like, I was favored. I get it. You know, I get why other people are favored here. But like, certain people got favored that I'm like, this isn't going to help your marketing. Like, just these people won't make your game more popular. My only take on it.
So, like, my question is, like, well, why not, if, like, they know this is an issue and people are complaining about it, why not just start giving more drops to more streams? You know, why does it only have to?
Because they like the way it's working out for them.
I would
in, like, 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. They'll give drops to all Valorant streams. Because what's going to happen is any streamer gets it, the top dogs won't have as much viewership. They may want to stream something else.
Yeah, so I think I would never take away drops as is right now. Like, it's really smart to like keep all these people that you like, keep them happy, you know? This is like the smartest non-financial incentive they've like any company's ever given. And to be honest, this is a financial incentive. Let's be real. Mm-hmm. But they can't just give other people drops, or else it make like other people feel like shit. Like, if Pokey has drops right now, if randomly they're like, okay, all the people in beta just get drops, Pokey's gonna be like, what the fuck, you know?
I mean, honestly, no, I'm just gonna be like, I feel like I've already like, I've been so lucky, I can't be mad if they want to make something more fair, you know what I mean? I'd be like, ah, dang it. Maybe, yeah, I'll do some just chatting. I mean, yeah, but I don't think I would be mad because, I still feel it's the fair move.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like when I was on Twitch, I had the same opinion, which is like, anything that works to my benefit I'm gonna take advantage of it, right? And anything that doesn't work to my benefit, then I'm not going to be entirely happy about it. Like, it's not fair. And I think this move by Riot is just, it's the smartest move. And yep, this, 'cause who's going to be upset? Mid-sized and small-sized streamers. your large streamers are happy. Your viewers, like the viewers don't really give a shit. They're just there for the drops, right? So the only people are complaining are like small streamers. It's like, what are you going to do? Not play League of Legends? Not play Valorant when everyone's playing it? Like, you can complain, but there's really no upside, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy too, because like as a streamer, like this is like career defining, you know? If you're one of the people...
I really wonder, like if you're a smaller streamer and you got drops enabled and now you're hitting 4-digit numbers, maybe even 5 sometimes, I wonder if those people will stick around down the road.
I know they will, because it happened in TFT. It's the same way. Even
no, they will.
Yes, they will. Like the average, like you'll. Okay, if the overall views in the section decrease, everyone's views decrease. But like.
Yeah, but I do think it will redistribute quite a bit, simply because there are so many people playing the game.
Not until rank comes out. Not until tournaments come out.
Yeah, but that's in a week and a half or a week. It's pretty fast.
Even then it was gonna take a while. On average, I would say probably a month to 2 months before anyone sees anything. Like you have to
I'm talking like long term, because you said career defining. And so I'm like, oh, these people that are like, holy shit, like I'm usually a 50 viewer Andy, I'm now a 2K Andy. Do you think those people should now just like go full time, have a blast?
I think they should all in, because this is a once a lifetime thing. Let's catch like
from what they should do, do you think it will work out for most of them?
Probably not most of them.
I do think it might be like leading on some people, you know.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, like, oh, my viewers are good. Oh, a month later when the drops are gone and the hype is like not as crazy, like, fuck, I quit my job. I thought this was gonna work out. Here I am. Yeah. But I mean, I don't really know. I don't really know the kind of like who exactly has access. So I don't really know if what I'm saying is accurate.
Sorry, I was just looking at the stats of a streamer that did just get drops enabled.
How much did they used to average?
What do you want to take from 30 days ago?
Yeah, 30 days.
That's fair.
700 viewers.
Okay.
What about last 3 days? What do you think?
3,000,
yeah.
Oh.
Nice, yes.
Thank you.
Quadrupled their viewership. Like, even if it's all bots or whatever, but like.
It's exposure.
It's exposure.
Oh, yeah. So there may be some people that stick around.
And you know their agent is like going to sponsorship. It's like, my client just saw a quadruple increase in growth. You want to, you know, pick them up right now while they're cheap. Yeah. Like, I don't think like sponsors like, oh, Valorant drops in Evo. We need to factor that. They're like, oh, wow, big growth. Money, throw it at them. So it's just a huge upside. But we'll see. Like, I'm sure Riot/Twitch will change something before the month is over. Like, I don't think they'll keep the system, because it's too much.
It's probably going to be like open beta just comes out in the month.
Yeah.
That's it. And everyone gets access. So drops won't matter.
Yeah. Like the big streamers are happy, you know, and then we can just treat this like a regular game.
It's okay, dude. Because once Marbles comes out with their game, fucking Fed's going to get drops, and then he's going to be taking over the world, dude.
Yeah.
Can I mention something random?
The one streamer. Yep.
It's so funny, like hearing Toast say like big streamers, and then like also refer to me as a big streamer, because I remember when Toast first came into the house, and I don't know, Toast, if you remember this, but I went to him and I was like, Toast, tell me the secret. How do I get 5-digit viewership?
Oh my God.
Toast, what do I do?
Yeah, I remembered that time. I think it was TwitchCon. We were walking down the street, because you had to pay for yourself for that TwitchCon. And I remember you saying, it's like, how do I get Twitch to like pay for my stuff? Because I got my shit comped for that TwitchCon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been an incredible journey this last 3 years for everyone in offline TV.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I feel like every month it's someone different at the top of the charts. Like, looking at Fed's numbers this last month, I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
What happened here?
So
what
funny,
happened?
Dude.
That is
wait.
Like, so random. Dude, girls happened, I guess.
I feel so bad. No, Fed, it's not just the girls.
It's the pool.
I feel bad because, like, quarantine is bad for everyone except Twitch viewers. Mm-hmm. Twitch viewership is up like 20%.
Oh yeah.
So oh, like it's across the board. And then on top of that, Valorant, which like sure, that's more viewership for Valorant, but that's more people on Twitch in general. Mm. It's crazy.
Yeah,
my numbers actually discounting Valorant have been insane. Like,
right?
I go to 5 digits almost every day if I stream for like longer than 4 hours. Like, actually crazy. Like, yeah. I'm really lucky that's the case, but I'm just like, damn, dude. Everyone comes to me like, I just lost my job, Scar. What do I do?
I'm like, oh. People just, like, send me your PayPal, man.
People just got nothing to do. From them?
You mean like you give them money? Okay.
Oh, no, not you. Yeah, them. I think I saw Lupo did like he did an interview for an article about it where it was like the only job that can like survive anything freaking Twitch streaming.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I'm getting so many messages from like friends like, hey, like is streaming like you think I can get to stream like, dude.
Oh my god.
So true.
From like normie friends, you know, normie friends. Like,
oh my god, there was a race car driver, I believe, who was streaming with his race car driver friends, like an iRacing game or tournament. Mm-hmm. And one of them said the N-word. And now he's been banned indefinitely from their league.
Oh my god.
If we want to talk about...
Oh yeah, Arya Stark. Macy Williams was asking on Twitter.
Oh, I saw that.
Wait, what did she say?
She wanted to stream Animal Crossing on Twitch.
Dude, Pokey, get on that.
Hold on, let me get on Twitter.
Hit her up in the DMs. But yeah,
I really should.
A lot of mainstream people is just like, what is Twitch right now? And
even like very cool. Even like the music scene. I'm good friends with Illenium and Slander. And they've actually been trying to get into Twitch as well. What Slander's been doing, he's been streaming his set every other Friday on mm-hmm. Twitch,
and that's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome, but it's also it feels bad, man, because like, dude, the music and EDM scene is just in like free fall right now.
It's everyone's on Twitch. You got fucking like the strongest man alive coming on lifting on stream. You have do you know who Dumbfounded is, the rapper?
Yeah,
that guy is streaming. And he's just doing fucking freestyle rap. I'm like, what the fuck? Dude, I used to listen to this guy 5 years ago.
Yeah. You know?
It's cool. Like, I think it's actually really cool.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it's cool. And it's also giving, like kind of like what you're alluding to, is like a lot of exposure to Twitch, you know?
Oh.
A lot of people, like, a lot of people don't really know what Twitch is yet, you know? As big as it is already, but it's, I think...
Or, like, they've heard of it, but they've never explored it or fully understood it.
Uh-huh.
It's like Will Smith adopting YouTube. Like Will Smith has a popping YouTube channel that he vlogs on, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, how big is this? It's actually pretty big.
It's Will Smith.
Dude.
He
does TikToks
it's
too.
It's gonna be big. It doesn't matter what he does.
Huge.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
Very versatile, man.
Let's move on to topic number two. You know, there's this website going around that, Fed, you're probably familiar with.
Oh, Fed, pop off. The floor is yours.
Wait, what is the next topic?
There's this website going around called egirl.gg where you can pay women and men, if you want, to play video games with you. Now, such a concept seems so... I don't know, like people see gaming as such a for fun thing, and mm-hmm. to mix, you know, on the extreme, mm-hmm. This is the super extreme, this is like paying how do I say this without sounding offensive?
Just say it
in the most offensive way I can put it. It's like paying a hooker
uh-huh.
for companionship, yeah. And not sex. Mm-hmm. Except companionship in this case is playing video games. That's the most
extreme. I think you should maybe a better comparison is like escorting, because that's mainly for company, I believe.
Escorting. Wait, no, it's not. But okay,
is it? Yeah, it is.
Okay, sure.
It's like meant to be. Like that's meant to be the difference between escorting and prostitution, I believe. Right.
Sure. Yeah.
What are you trying to say? I'm not familiar.
I'm not familiar with escorting.
Usually when you get escorts, it's implied that like that you're gonna do more with them. You know,
you gotta bang.
Sure, but it's most of this time implied. What are we talking about? E-girl GG? Here's how the way I think about it. We all are very familiar with maid cafes. Come on, you went to one. Scar, I don't think you've gone to one.
I did not.
But the concept is basically you're paying for companionship. You go to a cafe and you pay to like talk to someone, and they sit next to you and they talk. That's the way I see e-girl.gg or whatever e-girl. But you're basically paying for companionship, and it's not like a sexual thing at all.
It's a loneliness. I mean, look, you're
unless
different because
someone wanted it to be.
Mm. Yeah,
I went to one girl's profile, and attached to every profile where you can purchase an e-girl, there's like a little voice memo that they record, mm-hmm. and she said, "Let me be your little, wait, let me be like your healing slut, something like that. Your heel slut, something like that." Yeah. So you know, if that's what you're looking for, that's what you can get. But if that's not what you're looking for,
that's an overwatch term.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. It's different for Fed because he's a streamer and he can like it's free content, right? Because
dude, I was telling Fed, girls should be paying to play with you because
why hasn't that happened?
Would
bro?
Be like free followers because you haven't put yourself on that. You should say like, we'll play together on stream, and I'll include your Instagram handle.
But I think
they have to pay like $100.
Then I worry that'll attract the wrong type of people. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, but
it's fucked either way.
I need the right type of people if they're on egirl.gg. I'm not shaming anyone.
All the girls are great. All the girls I've talked to have been like, I'm there purely because of quarantine. Or I'd say like 60% of them been like, yeah, I'm just here because I'm bored. Like they're not doing it because like they say legitimate.
Because like if you're really bored and you just want to game, you can game with anyone. But if you're really unless you mean like they lost their job because of quarantine, this is the next easiest thing to do to make money.
So I think there were three.
In
girls,
which case, I understand.
There were three girls that were going to school and no longer like they didn't have a job, but they were going to school. And this is like, oh, they play games, and this is something they can do on the side, you know, for lunch money.
I respect it.
But Scott, what were you saying? Sorry, I interrupted you. Scar, you chime in, dude. I know you.
Scar's got two e-girls, dude. Let me lay down.
You know
the law.
No, I mean like lay down like the situation. So I played with two different e-girls, because Fed rolled a marble that I would twice actually. So I heard he cheated on the second one. I have to talk to you about that later, by the way. Anyways, so I played with one and. Before any of this happened, I told Fed, I was like, this is fucking easy content. And I remember him being like, yeah, I think so. But like, it wasn't like a definite, yeah.
And then his viewership increased 50%.
He was like, yeah. And that's how I see it. It's like very content focused. And like, I had two girls. The first one was kind of amazing content. She wasn't like a girl that I'd be interested in personally, but she was the type of girl to be like, yeah, I like NTR manga, so I really like seeing people get cucked. And I'm just like, okay.
That's so good.
Like,
I like that.
Just like that, you know. I'm a huge Pokimane fan, actually. I went to TwitchCon just to see her. I'm just like, what the?
Yeah, I remember her. She's so cute.
Oh my God. But incredible content. And the second one was, I think, less good content. But I personally preferred playing with more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think, yeah, it's mainly just companionship, I guess.
No, go ahead.
I think it's like in the quarantine, it's really easy to be lonely. And I'm really, I'm in a position where it's like a lot harder because I live with all of you guys. But even then, it's like, dude, not being able to leave the house or like talk to anyone, like, kind of sucks, honestly. So this is the only way I can meet new people. Is that sad? That's pretty sad. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's one of the only few ways I can meet new people.
But the downside to this was that my chat turned degenerate for like a couple, like it's still kind of there for like dude. 5 days now. Dude. Dude, every day people are horny out of their mind.
The being fucking like, coomers built, come bro? Out of nowhere, bro.
Dude, like, I know.
Shipping content.
Oh my God.
They're dude. Not even shippers, dude. They're coomers. I swear to God.
Dude, I had to stop. Because like after
Can
doing
you explain two, what a coomer is.
Basically someone that like masturbates like every fucking day. Like they're just degenerates and they're just looking for like anything to masturbate to. Yeah, if you look up the definition, like dude, it's fucking
if you look at the definition, it's probably a face of the sun.
I probably should have looked up the definition.
That's how it got popular, dude.
It's like being so mentally deranged and exhausted from years of masturbating to porn that you turn to an absolute sociopath plagued by anxiety and loneliness, and your only pleasure in life is ejaculating to porn several times a day.
Amazing.
Basically porn.
All right, back to the topic. I was gonna say what I found to be kind of interesting when I checked out the site, and mind you, this was a week and a half ago, maybe. So I don't know how it is now. But when I checked it out back then, I saw that most girls on there actually didn't have a lot of like customers in a sense. I believe there's a tracker for how many people you've played with or how many people have like bought your gaming session. Yes. Mm-hmm. And most of them had like That's 5, true. 10. Very rarely did they have like 20 plus. I think Toast, you'll maybe have a better idea number in your mind.
Oh, yeah,
and when I did the math, like, that's not very much because some of these people sell like one game for $1.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I think it's mostly a meme thing. Like, just novelty of it's pretty cool. But like, once you try it out and like you pay for a game or you sell yourself for a game, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say. So the strat that's been going around is like sell yourself cheap early to get your numbers up. So $1 per game. And once you have like...
Yeah, but I feel like not a lot of people have their numbers up.
Check now...
For anyone that doesn't know, Toast became the highest rated e-girl. He served the most amount of men on that website. And it took him like 2 days.
It was like one day. It was like so
fun. I mean, we abused the system where me and Fed... We just had his viewers pay for like sessions, but not actually play with me.
But nonetheless, the amount was how much?
It's like $1 per person. So $300, like $1 per person. Over
so 300
people.
Sessions. What do you feel like is the average or like what kind of numbers did you see in terms of like people played with on the site?
So like, top 30 is like 63 right now. 63 people, 70, you know,
like that's the 30th.
Yeah, and
even that's like not too much.
Yeah, this site came out not too long ago.
It's like
as
$1
well.
Per game. I mean,
well, I mean, this is just for League of Legends. So, like for the other games, it's different. So, like I would say, like probably, like yeah, you can get to like top.
Oh shit! Yeah, Fortnite has 300. Jesus.
Yeah, like there's a lot. Wow. Like it's actually much bigger than I expected.
Jesus.
I think it has grown in popularity quite a bit in like 2 weeks because I checked it out like 2 weeks ago and it wasn't that much at all.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just us playing with it. Like Tfue, I think, did it. A couple of streamers.
But can we talk about the legitimacy of the website? Because I sometimes feel bad mentioning it when I feel like it's a pretty illegitimate website and I don't actually want to recommend people to use it. If that makes sense.
Yeah, the site security and like the terms of service, all very like unprofessional.
I think the biggest question mark for me is there's no age verification system. I made an account, Toast made an account. They had no way to verify my age at all. That in and of itself is fucking weird champ to me.
Weird.
Yeah.
So they're not verifying the ages of anyone that is working there either.
Yes, and they are taking, I asked, they're taking 25 cents plus 10% on after taxes, I think. Something like that. From
25 cents? So 26 cents of $1? You ain't making shit.
Yeah, I don't know if it's meant to be like a way to make a living. I think it's, you know... I think you're just waiting to be picked up by a streamer, like, because so much streamers, like Fed mentioned, like himself, Hassan, Tfue, like Mo, like everyone's talking about it, everyone using it, and then you might just pick up, because a lot of these e-girls have their Twitch stream / Instagram in the description.
Dude, the girl I play with was like, can I drop my Instagram in your chat? I'm like, why? It's just like, I just want more followers. I'm like, you know what? I respect that.
It's go free.
Dude, she, yeah. I remember she was like, I just want people to verify that I'm 21 or something. And then
afterwards,
I respected that. I was like, okay.
I respect that a lot.
That's fucking funny.
Like, that's why you should do ego.gg. Not because you want to make $1 per game per hour, because you're not making.
Yeah, like
your
like,
internet
you
costs.
You can make more money doing. List of things online.
Like, oh god.
But yeah, the strat I've seen though is like obviously people do $1 per game to get their numbers to like the hundreds, and then once you're at like top 50, top 30, then you can like up your games like $3, $4, $5. I see some people at twenty, some 15, some 5.
That makes sense. That's pretty smart actually.
Like it feels better for me. If I don't know why, but I feel better paying $5 than paying $1. You know what I mean? Because like. $5?
You think you're getting a more quality product, but sometimes you're not. You it's just like clothes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you don't want to get them too cheap, right? Your girl.
It's just a marketing tactic. Us streamers know all about them. That reminds me, you know what would be an interesting thing for us to discuss as well? Mm-hmm. OnlyFans. Did we ever discuss that?
Oh man, we had a private discussion.
We had a private discussion. Oh, Scar, you want to?
Oh,
ahead.
You boys had a private discussion, huh? Okay. Research? Wait. Was it for science?
No. It was. This is so out of context. Okay, Fed, I'll explain this because the way Fed's gonna explain this seems so bad.
No.
He's gonna say, "Hey guys, when you're on OnlyFans, do you?" Play the game.
No, I think it's funny if I explain this card. Trust me.
Okay, go for it.
All right. So, I was going out a lot one time. I was hanging out with like Portillo, and like the C9 people, and we always go out. Part of their group. There's a girl. Her name is Mimsy. I hope she doesn't mind me mentioning it. She's like really cool. Really cool person. She does OnlyFans as well. To me, like that doesn't matter. I still think she's a cool person. Really fun to be with. And then one time I was hanging out with Toast and Skara, and for some reason like I mentioned to them that like, oh, I'm hanging out with this person, and then OnlyFans came up, and so I obviously brought up, oh yeah, one of the girls I hang out with does OnlyFans, and Skara was like, oh, was it Mimsy? And we were like, why do you know Scar?
No, Scar didn't say Mimsy. Scar said Amber.
Look!
Which is Mimsy's actual name. So he knew more.
Her actual name. And for me, that is the only name that I know on Twitter that is related to like somewhat in the League of Legends scene, okay? It was not a large jump, okay? But Fed makes it seem like I'm an OnlyFans fucking, you know, degenerate.
I know you're not.
Step on me. That does not happen, okay?
Yeah. We know you're not. It was just so funny how like you mentioned her name. Like what a coincidence, dude.
We talked about this question, and you know. Again, I'm not trying to be offensive. I just naturally am, which is the question is like,
his persona, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah, true.
It's like, would you be okay seeing a girl with an OnlyFans account? And like, are you supposed to say yes because you don't want to shame essentially, you know, sex worker?
Seeing
or
a girl? Do you mean dating? Oh, dating
like,
a girl.
Dating
oh,
okay. a girl. Okay. And like it's interesting to talk about now because before the iDubbbz situation happened where like he talked about his girlfriend having an OnlyFans and it's just this whole big argument on the internet where he gets insulted, she gets insulted, he has to make response video.
I couldn't believe that was a thing.
I was a bit surprised too at how aggressive people were about it.
I was so confused.
I feel like that is such like a Twitter culture thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Outrage.
Like culture. Being aggressively mad about something that does like that does no harm, that doesn't involve you. That kind of bothered me, I won't lie.
Yeah. Like I don't know, on paper or like it shouldn't bother you, right? If your girlfriend did OnlyFans because you want to be supportive and it's like women taking control of the body, I'm not a misogynist. I swear to God, but like, I don't know. I probably wouldn't be okay with it, and I don't think it makes me a sexist. But like, if my girlfriend I'm dating is doing OnlyFans, I would definitely be bothered by it, knowing that other guys see her naked.
Let me put you in an interesting situation. All right, you're 23. You're seeing someone. No. 25. You're living with someone, okay? You work a very low-paying job, frustrated in life. And she goes, babe, I think if I start selling naughty pics online, I can make 5 to 10K a month. And I'll like upgrade our place. You won't have to worry about money anymore. Bloody blue, 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 blue. How do you feel about it?
I guess it would be different if it's something that you had a, like, you can support from the beginning. I don't know.
Chris is the one taking the pictures at that point, dude.
He's like, yeah, babe. Yeah. He's
like, hold on, babe. This is how you need to market your platform.
Yeah.
It's not something.
Yeah, what about you, Fed and Scar? Would you be comfortable dating a girl with OnlyFans?
Okay. I don't think I put myself in a position to, just because like, it's just.
What does that mean?
Like I wouldn't date someone who's interested in doing that. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Kind of people are interested in OnlyFans? Yeah. What are you implying about? Listen, what are you implying about girls on OnlyFans?
I'm not fucking implying shit. I'm not implying shit. I'm just saying it does. Like I'm fine with people doing it. I just wouldn't want my SO doing it. All right? I like privacy and shit. So, you know, it just doesn't align with like my beliefs and stuff. I still think it's fine. You can do it. Just break up with me to it.
I love this, dude.
Just break up with me to it, man. I don't know. I'm just being honest here, boys. I don't know what to say. It's just not my cup of tea. I like what Mimsy does. I mean, sorry, I don't see any of what she does.
Oh, okay.
I respect her, but not someone I would date. Yeah. Sorry.
Could you? I feel like you could find yourself in a situation where you're interested in someone, you want to further date them. And then you find this out, and then you would no longer be interested.
Dude, love is so complicated. If I love this woman, then like I could find a way. But fuck me, man, in the ass. Like you might as well.
Why?
It's your
moment. I don't know. I don't know why. It feels weird. No. You know what I mean?
I feel like perhaps it feel like because it's a bit more unconventional. I think it's easier for a guy to think that like takes away from what he gets from his significant other, even if that's not the case.
Yeah.
I think it takes a lot of conditioning for someone to separate those two things and not feel like anything is being taken away from them or the relationship by having someone do that.
I thought about it. Look, if they have an OnlyFans account, they must be super hot. So I'd probably be okay with dating someone with an OnlyFans account.
They
would be super hot anyway, right?
And they're rich. They're super hot and rich. That's what you're thinking.
Yeah, you know, I can get over it. You know what? I changed my mind.
Okay. Question. If you're dating a super hot actress and she has to do a sex scene, do you break up with her?
No.
Right? Yeah. But it's like the same thing.
I mean, wait.
If she's a popular actress, more people are going to see her doing this thing with an OnlyFans. Or if, for example, she's a model, she does lingerie shoots, she does bikini shoots. That's
fine.
Exactly. But that's OnlyFans, but like to less people.
Oh, you know what? Pokey's convinced me.
Yeah, I was always on board. I would be down. You know, I had no problem with it. It was these two you had to convince.
Personally, I don't think there's anything. Okay, I think the baseline should be respecting people regardless of what they do. if it does no harm to anyone. And OnlyFans doesn't harm anyone, except dudes who jack off too hard. But what I think is not okay is like people shitting on others for being in relationships with girls that do that. I think that's a bit rude. I don't even judge guys if they're like, oh, I don't really want to date a girl that is. I don't think it's my position to judge because I don't do that either. And I understand it might be a difficult place to get to because you have to be, I think, like extremely confident to have a girl, to have a girlfriend that does that. And I know not everybody's self-esteem is at that point. I just wish people would stop being rude to others. That's it. Yeah.
I think that's fair. It's like there's a difference between personal belief and just being an asshole, right? It's like you don't have to agree with, like, you know, it's understandable like why some people aren't comfortable with it, but like to attack and insult those who are, I think the
model question is really, really interesting because it goes to show how much more we're comfortable with things simply because they're conventional and not because there's any logic behind it.
Like, if I had a Victoria's Secret girlfriend, I'd be like, hell yeah, this is my girlfriend. Right. She models for Victoria's Secret. She gets, like, half naked for people around the world.
Right.
And, like, that's literally OnlyFans, right?
Mm-hmm. But even less people get to see it, and it's, like, more exclusive in a sense. But yet, you know, we kind of look down on it because it's new or different.
Completely random topic. Your favorite Victoria's Secret angel.
I don't know.
Okay, do we have to cut this part from the video? okay, Fed, go.
By the way, we've been recording for over an hour.
An hour and 3 minutes.
Okay, but I really want to know.
I don't know what the fuck that means. What is a Victoria's Secret angel?
Okay, really? We're gonna cut it off the tape, and I'm gonna fucking talk to you about it.
Iman, you know what a Victoria's Secret angel is?
I mean, you know, there's like a fashion show, I think, every year with Victoria's Secret models, and the models in the fashion show, I think, are referred to as the angels. They're like the faces of the brand.
Scara, no one here knows but you, all right?
What? Why do you know so well?
Yeah, it's like a normal thing to know at least some of them. So would you... Is it weird of me to know really attractive supermodels? Is that strange?
You don't care about their names, just what they look like.
Scar, do you know porn stars?
Yes. I'll answer from yes.
Come on, man.
Some of them, yeah.
All right, just making sure.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I have to, like, sometimes there are porn stars in like mainstream movies, and I have to stop myself from saying, "Oh, I recognize her."
There are porn stars in normal movies? Wow.
Yeah, like cameos or TV shows. Like,
impressive.
You're Witcher, girl. You're trying so hard to not. Oh, shit.
All right. We've been going on for more than an hour. So I think we can wrap it up there. You know, we talked about games and girls, and, you know, that's pretty much all there's to talk about during quarantine these days.
Yeah, that's literally it.
All right,
love it.
Yeah, any last words? Remember to practice social distancing.
Yep, wash your hands, wash your butt.
Yeah,
wash your teeth.
I'm running out of toilet paper. I'm trying to figure out what to do.
Bidets, dude.
I have a hack, life hack.
Okay.
So on Amazon, especially, there are a lot of these things that are like cotton tissues for your face. And they're like, you can buy them in bulk. I bought like 10, and they're 40 packs, and I use them for my face after I like do my face routine. But I realized you can just wipe your ass with that too. And no one is buying that. Everyone's buying toilet paper, but like you're cotton tissues genius. Are way better.
Big fucking
just saying.
Okay. Wait, sometimes you can use it on your face first and then save it to use on your ass later.
That's.
Every time I think I'm smart, Toast just one-ups me.
I guess that's efficient.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you all next week. Like, comment, subscribe. Bye.
Later.